The rule is that for a TV show to be remembered and be considered a success, it needs to have a lengthy run. 5 years, that'll usually get you into that zone. And that's the rule. As we all know very well, there is an exception to every rule. 30 years ago, a show that was designed for kids debuted on public television, lasted for 2 seasons, total of 50 episodes. Yet it's a show many remember still turn to on YouTube, elsewhere, for a whole bunch of feel-good reasons. Not just kids either, by the way. I'm talking about the show Wishbone. The documentary is premiering this coming week on public television stations, which takes a look back at this very special, rather unique series. Documentary is What's the Story of Wishbone? And here with a preview is the director, Joey Stewart. Thanks for being here today, Joey.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure talking to you.
And website, we have the link at our homepage, too. whatsthestorywishbone.com. You can watch the trailer, check it out. Maybe take you back. Well, I was going to say nostalgia, Joey, but in a way, and I even referred to it in the introduction, Wishbone, as far as a lot of people are concerned, never went away. There, any place they could find it, they could watch it, the Internet Archive, YouTube, people still want this show.
Well, that's exactly why we made the documentary, 30-year anniversary in October coming up, or last year, and over the years, it's the main thing that when I tell people I worked on in my life that they want to talk to me about, no matter where I go. When they realize I worked on Wishbone, that's all they want to know about. So we still kept in touch with the cast and crew for the last 30 years, so we realized why not tell our story and give the fans all the answers to these questions they've been asking all these years.
I gave the stat before, 2 seasons, a total of 50 episodes, and In the world of television, that's a blip on the radar screen. Why has this show hooked into so many people?
Well, I think when you look back on it, it's a show that made learning fun without kids realizing it was teaching them the love of literature. It changed their lives. People I talked to, they become scholars, librarians. It just changed the course of their life. And that's something that, as a filmmaker, you don't get to work on something like that often. You go in, you do a movie, you do a show, and that's 2 hours of entertainment, and they turn the TV off or they leave the theater, and that's the end of it. But Wishbone's a whole different story, so that's the story we're telling.
Also an interesting fact, too, it was, like I said, designed for kids, and parents would sit down with the kids to watch it with them, but then they were watching it for themselves. They were getting into the show.
Well, as a kid, when you watch something or read something, you imagine yourself as that lead character. And by having a dog as the lead character, I think that just made it more obvious to them and apparent that they could imagine themselves as the lead character. And that's what they got attached to.
We got to talk about the dog, too. Soccer, I mean, Wishbone is the character name, but the Soccer was the actual name of the terrier. And this was before CGI or AI, maybe in its infancy of CGI back then. But talk about Soccer, because when it comes to working with animals, could you have had any greater gift than Soccer?
Soccer was the key to making that show work. That's all there is to it. We had a talented cast and crew, but if we didn't have Soccer, we wouldn't have been able to make that show. And I was spoiled back then. I was real young in my career, and I didn't realize what we had at the time till later. Soccer was able to do 3, 4, 5 moves all in one shot. We wouldn't have to cut and break it up into little tiny things. He really was an amazing dog that made that show what it was.
Why did the show win? I mean, I was looking at the cost. It was $500,000 per show, which that's a fairly sizable budget for a public television show. And I can imagine the work it took just to do a 30-minute episode. I mean, thank God Soccer was the cooperative star that he was, but was it just the heavy load of a show like this, or what were the reasons why the run was so short?
Well, like you said, it was the most expensive kid show ever made, as far as my recollection is. I don't think it's ever been done since. But you're trying to turn one classic novel after another every week into a TV show. So on Monday, you get a script. You have to prep it while another one is shooting. And by the end of that week, you have to shoot that next episode. So you're building a whole new world every week. Those are sets. That's a brand new cast. That's costumes, period sets. Brand new dog action every every week. It was an enormous undertaking. We had about 350 cast and crew rotating throughout that 2-year span. So it was an enormous task. And, you know, at the time, I just don't think with it becoming a show that was aired every day rather than every week, I just don't think they had the time to give it its run and be able to make it last longer. But, you know, like you said, it was an expensive kid show, expensive show to make, and it just is it's a show that ran its course, and that's it.
and planted quite the legacy, too. We're talking with Joey Stewart, director of the released coming up this week documentary about the TV show Wishbone. What's the story, Wishbone? You can find out more. Check out the trailer at whatsthestorywishbone.com. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. What was it that you wanted to do? I mean, the documentary, you're going to tell the history of the story. How deep did you want to go? How much did you want people to come further in? And is this a fishing expedition as to whether or not Wishbone could make a return in the present day?
Well, that's a big question. I would hope that Wishbone could make a return in the present day. I mean, the ability to tell a good story will never go away, and bridging that gap of learning and fun for kids is timeless. So I think it's a show that could be done. And literature's there's an ultimate amount of literature out there. The classic novels we could have kept shooting for years and years. So I think there's an opportunity to do it. I would hope that the live action realm would be the way to do it, and not animation or CGI. But the big thing is, can you find another soccer? Can you find another dog that can pull that off?
Yeah, that's the trick. That's the trick.
Fingers crossed.
During the show, I mean, what kind of reactions were you getting? Did you guys know what you had, or did that develop over time as far as the reactions?
Well, we were in a bubble. We were in a bubble just trying to knock out 40 episodes. You know, we thought we were going to do 5 episodes, and that was going to be it. It'd run its course, and we'd all go to do another job, and then suddenly PBS ordered 35 more episodes to be done in a calendar year. I kind of got sidetracked. If you don't mind repeating your question.
did you guys really know what you had and how it was being received?
We didn't until about a year in. And what happened was the creator, Rick Duffield, sent Larry, the voice of Wishbone, and soccer on a media tour, just thinking that would be a fun thing for fans to enjoy. And Larry started reporting back. We didn't have email and text at the time, of course, and social media. He started reporting back on the huge crowds that were coming out to see him. You know, the Mall of America's had thousands and thousands of people. I think it beat their record for the time. So he would report back and say, guys, I think we broke the demographic. We've got 1,000 kids in line to see a little dog dressed in a costume, and it's old. It's people in their 70s. It's college kids. It's young kids. That's when it started to real dawn on us that we had something special and something really popular.
I mean, you had a dog that had his own security detail. That's how big it got, I heard.
It's a security detail of about 1, though, I will admit.
Now, as far as...
Soccer did get to fly first class, so that was good, while the voice of Wishbone was stuck back in coach.
And this is not just a testimony to Soccer the dog. I mean, this you brought to light everyone who was involved with this production. I think that is always so important, because you want to share the success and you want people to understand the work that went into that success. So you really, I think, approach this multiple ways and present it in every way that the viewer needs to, if they're not enthralled with Wishbone already, are going to go hunting for every episode they can get to their eyeballs on. You just help people, I think, with this documentary, you're going to help people remember how unique, how special, and how much fun education can be through what Wishbone brought them into.
That is exactly right. That's the goal. And I will tell you, making this documentary was a joy, but day in and day out, there were parts of me that were sad, because you had 350 people, cast and crew, story to tell. And I really went in there thinking this was going to be a 12-hour miniseries and tell everybody's story and all kinds of threads and arcs. But when you get into editorial and the documentary is shaping, it starts to tell you what it's going to be. And that's what it came to be, the documentary you've seen. And I think it's going to provide the answers to the questions that their fans have wanted all these years.
And it's always good to go back when the going back is for fun things that take you into just happier times. And I think we all look for that and to be reminded how we can learn and have fun in learning. That's also one of the lessons as well. It airs public television stations May 27th through June 9th. It'll be available for rent or purchase on June 10th and after on all major digital platforms. Website, whatsthestorywishbone.com. We've been joined by the documentary director, Joey Stewart. Joey, thanks for taking us back to some special times, a special dog, a special show, and some very important work by you and so many others. Thanks for being here today.
Pleasure speaking with you.